Welcome to Bridgeway Christian Church's Daily Advent Prayer. My name is Dr. Joyce Hightower, and I've been a part of the Bridgeway community for over 3 years. Today is Monday, December 1st, and today and every Monday during Advent, we will reflect on the anticipation of the Messiah in the Old Testament. Today, we will meditate on the prophet Isaiah's anticipation that a day will come when a son of David will appear and his righteous reign will shine hope into a dark world. Let's listen to Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 together. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, and they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord will do this. Isaiah celebrates in faith that a righteous king will arise to shine light into the world. Let's celebrate with Isaiah in prayer to our great God. Blessed are you, our Lord, King of the universe. We give you thanks for the light that has dawned. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, and the people who walked in darkness saw a great light. You did not leave us to our confusion or despair. You came to dwell among us, to bear our sorrows, and to begin your kingdom of peace. Yet we confess, Lord, the world still groans. The rod of oppression is not yet broken in every place. Sorrow, division, and injustice still haunt your creation. Even in us, shadows linger. But because of Jesus, we do not lose heart. His light still shines, and the darkness has not overcome it. So we thank you for the first Advent, for the child who is our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. And we pray that his church would bear his light faithfully. Make us instruments of his peace, advocates of his justice, and carriers of his hope in weary places. We pray for those who walk through dark valleys this season, for the grieving, the anxious, the forgotten, the oppressed. May the light of Christ reach them through your people. Let his mercy heal, his wisdom guide, and his love renew. Until the day when his government of peace is fully manifest, keep us steadfast in hope and joyful in service. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name is Jesus. Amen.